Davis Fernandez from the Division of Developmental and Behavioral Pediatrics at Boston Medical Center, and she'll be presenting on parenting stress and depression in diverse families with a child newly diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
Hello. Autism spectrum disorder, from now on we're going to call it ASD, has been described in the literature since the mid-1940s. In 1997, the DSM criteria for diagnosis were broadened to include the category of pervasive developmental delay. Subsequently referred to as autism spectrum disorder. With this modification, the epidemiology of the disorder changed, and most recent statistics show 1 in 88 to 1 in 103 children in the U.S. reach criteria for ASD. Among high-risk urban children, the time of diagnosis and quality of treatment has shown disparity. Family navigation was designed to address this. Raising a child with ASD puts a tremendous strain on families due to the intensity of treatment needed in the context of competing family and socioeconomic demands. Other research has shown parents of children with ASD report more parenting stress of children with developmental delay and Down syndrome. In the case of low-income, minority, and immigrant families, cultural, ethnic, or linguistic issues may additionally contribute to stress and decrease parental access and active participation in treatment. The specific aim of this study was to examine the prevalence of parenting stress and depressive symptoms among a group of urban families with children less than 8 years old, newly diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. Recruitment for this analysis occurred from the Developmental and Behavioral Pediatric Clinics at Boston Medical Center. Data is part of a larger RCT of family navigation, which addresses barriers families face and provides support to navigate medical, community, and educational systems with the aim of reducing health disparities in underserved population and address barriers to patient care. BMC serves a predominantly low-income minority patient population. The study was funded by HRSA and received BU-BMC IRB approval. Immediately after receiving an ASD diagnosis, the child's clinician asked for parental permission to be contacted about a study with the shown eligibility criteria of age less than 8 years and languages as listed. After baseline, data were collected. Family were randomized to family navigation and control groups. Outcomes to address aims of the study were collected at baseline and 6 months. Today, I'll be describing these results from the baseline measures regarding family psychological functioning, specifically stress and depressive symptoms. Baseline demographics on the families include those listed on the slide. And families also completed the Adaptive Behavioral Assessment System, or ABAS, which is a self-report measure of severity of child's disability. Our study used the following instrument to measure stress and depressive symptoms. One is the Parenting Stress Index, or PSI. A parent was considered to have clinically significant parenting stress if they score above the 90 percentile. The Quick Inventory of Depressive Symptomatology, or QIDS. A parent was considered to have symptoms of depression if they score an 11 or above, which is associated with moderate symptomatology. Descriptive statistics were initially analyzed for baseline demographics, PSI, and QIDS. Separate models were run to determine variables associated with PSI and QIDS at baseline. For the model predicting depression and stress, the following parent-specific variables were eligible for entrance into the multivariable logistic regression: parenting stress, language spoken at home, race, marital status, place of birth, insurance, and housing stability. No child-specific variable met the criteria for entrance into the regression model. Dummy variables were created for race. All other variables were dichotomous. Now, our results and description of sample. This data describes the results from 147 children and families. More than half the sample was less than 33 months at the time of diagnosis. Based on the ABAS score, the majority of the index children had severe functional impairment, which is a standard score less than 70. More than half our parents were born outside the U.S. Parents with college and graduate degrees are the majority. Recall, though, that more than half the sample was born and potentially educated outside of the U.S. Almost 62% of parents are married or have a partner. English is the primary language spoken at home for almost 65% of the sample. In terms of insurance, the majority have MassHealth, which is the public insurance here in Massachusetts. Almost 20% of our sample had an unstable housing situation. To our specific outcome measure, on the PSI, almost 60% were clinically stressed. On logistic regression, compared to parents who have none or mild symptoms of depression, those with at least moderate symptoms of depression had 5.7 times the log odds of being clinically stressed. Compared to parents of children 33 months of age or younger at the time of diagnosis, parents of older children had 2.2 times the log odds of being clinically stressed. And parents who self-identified as Black and those living in unstable housing situations trended towards being more likely to be stressed. In terms of the QIDS, almost 30% of our parents showed moderate to severe depressive symptoms. Now, compared to parents who were not clinically stressed, those who were clinically stressed had 4.6 times the log odds of being depressed or shown depressive symptoms. And compared to white non-Hispanic, Hispanic parents had 3.5 times the odds of reporting depressive symptoms, and parents in unstable housing had 2.7 times the odds of reporting depressive symptoms. In this high-risk population of urban families, we found significant levels of parenting stress and depressive symptoms. Stress and depression were strongly predictive of each other. Stress was higher if the child was diagnosed after 33 months and trended toward significance in Black families and those living in unstable housing. Depressive symptoms were higher in Hispanic parents and those living in unstable housing. We have found in preliminary study that parents of young children with a recent diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder are under significant stress and risk for depressive symptoms and will benefit potentially from more strategic support. So that's our study so far, and we would like to thank HRSA for the funding the family who participated in our study, the developmental and behavioral pediatrician and clinician here at BMC, Sina Grossman, who's our amazing project manager, and of course, the Boston Red Sox.
Did you make clinical referrals based on your findings? Did you refer for consideration for treatment of depression or stress?
We recommend the navigators don't get the results on how stress or depression symptoms the mother or the parent have. But if during the intervention they expressed feeling sadness, so we recommend to see a health professional.
Okay.